Mario Ritter Jr.
Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. U.S. mediators continue working on a proposal to halt hostilities between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah. More from Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
Israel on Wednesday began heavy airstrikes on the historic city of Baalbek in Lebanon, as U.S. mediators work on a proposal to halt hostilities between Israel and Lebanese armed group Hezbollah. That's according to two sources who spoke to Reuters that say it would start with a 60-day ceasefire. The sources Reuters spoke to also say a possible two-month ceasefire period would be used to finalize full implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701. It was adopted to try and end an earlier 2006 war between Israel and Hezbollah, and to help keep southern Lebanon free of weapons or forces outside control of Lebanon's government. However, it was never fully enforced and has sparked friction with Hezbollah as the group effectively controls that area.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin welcomed his South Korean counterpart to the Pentagon Wednesday ahead of 2+2 talks among the nation's defense and diplomatic counterparts on Thursday at the U.S. State Department. VOA's Carla Babb.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and South Korean Defense Minister Kim Jong-un meeting at the Pentagon, both urging North Korea to withdraw some 10,000 of its troops from Russia, with Austin warning of a high likelihood that those troops will join Russia's fight against Ukraine. Here's Defense Secretary Austin.
They're doing this because Putin has lost a lot of troops, And, you know, he has a choice of either getting other people to help him or he can mobilize. And he doesn't want to mobilize because then the people in Russia will begin to understand the extent of his losses, of their losses.